are in the wild. When you don't fit in. Life can be a real bear. Especially for Nor.
What good is a bear if he can't even hunt, huh?
Why did you take a picture? It'll last longer.
But when his home is threatened,
humans are invading our land. Winnowy boys, Kara Booyah.
A woman.
He'll finally discover.
Humans are moving here now. Look.
From Florida. What he was born to do.
Go to the city, Norm, and convince them not to move him.
But I'll need soldiers on the ground.
Those little guys?
He wants you to stomp on him. He wants you to prove how tough he is.
Wait for it.
You're invincible.
This January.
We've really got our work cut out for us. What can a bear like me do in a city like this?
That costume's exquisite. You even smell like a polar bear.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Words simply just cannot express how stupid and fucking pointless Norm of the North is. You know, in 2015, it took us, almost a year. It took us on the weekend of Star Wars to get one of the most stupidest kids film I have seen since the third film of it, which was Alvin and the Fucking Chipmunks. And in 2016, it literally took us 15 fucking days to possibly get to one of the worst fucking films for kids and adults that I've ever fucking seen. Norm of the North, I wouldn't even pull feathers off your bare skin to wipe my ass with. But you know what? As you can already see where this review is going, we're going to go ahead and give a plus off plots enough. Huh? That's hilarious right there, because you know why? There's like 20 fucking plots in this goddamn movie. So the movie opens up with a bear named Norm, voiced by, obviously, Rob Schneider. And I'm not gonna lie, I don't even know who the fuck voiced this female polar bear. I'm not gonna lie, I don't even give a fuck to do the research of looking up most of these things. I don't even know who fucking directed this. All I know is this dude needs to be never working behind the camera ever again. Or animating, for that matter, as well, too. I do recognize one of them, and you got Sakura as Bill Nighy, and I don't know how the fuck they got him to be in this. I'll even go to the level. I don't even know how they got Ken Jeong on the level to be. I'm not going to say he's better than this, but I thought he was doing bigger things than this. But so we got this polar bear, and it opens up the movie with him pretty much not being part of the flock because he doesn't hunt. And by hunting, I mean, he just doesn't know how. He doesn't want to. And plus, he just doesn't want to kill seagulls. And then all of a sudden, his grandfather goes missing. And there's a big-ass, prototype condo in the Arctic somewhere. And he lives in the Arctic. And by the way, it's becoming overflood with tourists at this point. Who would want to visit the Arctic? White people, I guess. I don't know. So Norm decides, I don't want these humans living here because they're kind of ruining the Arctic anyway, so we got to get rid of them. But then he starts to realize that, I don't even know, how the fuck did he realize this, first of all? I guess that he found out, that they wanted to build more condos in the Arctic. Why the fuck would you want to do that? This plot is fucking stupid. The people wanted to build more, and I think his name was Mr. Green, and that was Ken Jeong. He's like this condo tycoon or whatever as far as real estate goes, and he wants to build more condos in the Arctic. And Norm decides to jump in this prototype house and follow them to New York. Which, by the way, one of his first lines is, wow, I see why they really call this the concrete jungle. How the fuck would you know that? You live in the Arctic. How the fuck would you know New York is called matter of fact, there's even a scene in here where, I kid you not, he is dancing with a fucking iPod in. Where the fuck did he get this iPod from? But I digress. So he and his way of doing that pretty much is because he's pretty much gonna sail the Arctic with his bear skin. I don't know. They were looking for a fucking bear in this movie, people, and to be like in the commercial to promote the Arctic as a beautiful place to live or rent a condo out in and stuff like that. So he disguised, well, I wouldn't even say disguised, but he impersonated a bear, if you will, and shit like that to get this job, and everybody thought he was just in costume and he was just an actor. And they name dropped like a motherfucker. I even heard them say Martin Scorsese in this film too, and I was just like, I think Martin Scorsese would put a bullet in his fucking head if he heard his name associated with this film. But so he basically just stopped this typhoon. That's what he's doing. So he can save his home and nobody really moves to the Arctic. But oh my God, there's so many fucking plots going on in this film. I mean, you know what? I'm just gonna go down the list of plots. You got the movie opens up with Norm not being a real polar bear as far as hunting and stuff like that. The second plot, you get into that and it's about too many tourists. The third plot, you get into them wanting to build condos in the Arctic. The fourth plot, you meet this girl and I don't know who the fuck played these people. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm not even gonna fucking go ahead. There's a girl and the girl, other girl that works for Mr. Green. She's only working for Mr. Green and wanting to put homes in the... She's having a realization that, oh, wow, the Arctic is really beautiful. Why would I want to destroy this? And then plus my daughter is fucking eco-friendly psycho and shit like that. But I guess the only reason why I am doing this is because my daughter is very gifted and she wants to go to this school that'll challenge her. But the only way we can get her in is if I get Mr. Green to write her a letter of recommendation, because you have to have a letter of recommendation from a former class student that went to this school. That makes no fucking sense. It's like, shit, that's the only one you know or something like that. Just find somebody else. Another plot point here is you got the grandfather. He was kidnapped, but everybody seems to think that, oh, he just went crazy and went missing or something like that. But no, he's been kidnapped by Mr. Green. I'm saying kidnapped. He's been bear-napped from fucking Mr. Green. What's another fucking plot? His way of saving the Arctic is by getting people to really like him. That way he can convince them that putting condos in the Arctic is terribly wrong for the environment and might cause devastation to the world itself. But his way of pursuing the public eye is by doing a fucking retarded jigaboo dance. The nigga pokey, the nigga hokey pokey that I've seen here. What did he call it? The Arctic shuffle? And my eyes could not have stopped rolling when I saw this shit. There's one thing I hate about animated films. As a matter of fact, there's one thing I hate about films in general, almost. Is when the whole fucking town just starts dancing. Like, they literally stop the plot to tell you, or just stop the whole movie just to tell you, just be like, and here's how we gonna do it. And then they just start dancing. He literally goes on, like, a fake-ass Oprah show. People, if you could just see my face right now, I got my hand covering my eyes. I've been sitting in this chair at my desk like this just throughout this whole fucking review. I look, Jesus Christ, it's only been fucking 50. By the time this movie comes out, it's only gonna be like 15 fucking days of the whole year already, and Jesus Christ, I'm already fucking defeated with this. I mean, and we ain't even got to the other fucking reviews of the week, but still, Jesus. So, oh my God, I need a fucking drink. I can't believe they would... I can't believe they would actually have a screener for this. Which, mind you, how many people was in this fucking screening? I think I saw three other fucking critics in this damn room. And the Arctic Shuffle is him twerking and shaking his arms like the Harlem Shake and shit. And spinning on his head and moonwalk. I was just sitting looking here and just going like, a fucking polar bear twerking. I didn't see it all now. Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, He even brings up, he's just like, a polar bear twerking. He was like, yeah, that'll get the public eye. I was just like, and then they got this fake-ass Oprah, who I knew who that was played by. That's Loretta Devine. People, Loretta Devine is one of those black women you've seen just everywhere. Just fucking everywhere. I'm trying to think of what was the last most relevant movie she saw. And she's had a lot of shit come out in the past couple of years, but... I'm trying to think of something relevant that actually, you know, was some,
I guess, jumping the broom. I mean, for the black audience and Madea's big happy family, I guess, right? I know she was in that crappy ass For Color. Anyway, she was in a lot of crappy ass black films. Lottery Ticket, Death at a Funeral for Colored Girls, Madea's Big Happy Family, and whatever bullshit ass nigga film she's been in and stuff like that. The Jigaboo films of Liston. She's voicing this chick that's, I think her name was Tamisha in the film, and she has a talk show. And it looks so blatantly like Oprah. It's just like, wow, you just kind of just stealing shit. This movie sucked ass through a straw. It sucked ass through a little twirly straw, too, because it took a while just to get to the point. For a kid's film, man, not to mention some more plots, too, with Mr. Green. He's got a plot where he's doing some underlining shady shit with a politician who the politician acts as if she's trying to ride his ass about you need the public's approval, but really it's just about getting her a condo and places she want and make sure her politics go. I don't know what the fuck it was. It was kind of confusing me to the point because it was not even confusing. It was getting to the point where I just didn't give a fuck anymore. And I was just sitting there going, like, I thought this movie was an hour and 25 fucking minutes. This movie is just dragging on and on and on. And what's even worse about the fucking film, too, is because I love... and it's, we end the movie off... well, we end the year, 2015, off with one of the best animated films I've seen in quite some time, with Stop Motion Anomalisa. And then we start 2016 off... with possibly one of the worst anime. This movie's so fucking bad, it makes Alvin and the Chipmunks look like a goddamn true gem. Wow, if this would have came out just a month ago, this would have easily made my top 10 list. Worst of list, that is. This Arctic Shuffle, this shit was shown in this film a total of 5 fucking times. And there's even a point where they have him dress up in like some fucking sparkly ass outfit, and they have him spinning on his head, Harlem shaking and shit, to the point where he lands on his side, puts his hand on his head, and does a peace sign up there. I was just like, oh my god. This shit not only feels fucking retarded, but it's just outdated as hell too with this. Let's get into the bare bone minimums of what I at least thought I could. Fuck me in the ass. The animation. Who the fuck did this animation? Who in the blue flying fuck did this animation? It looked like this shit was just unrendered like hell. They knew good and goddamn well this didn't belong in no theater. Someone had to say, so somebody's ego just got a little too big for themselves. Just like, yeah, kids will see anything. Go ahead and release that and think. Just watching this shit, I was just like looking at it like, I've seen better animation in fucking Cap'n Crunch cereal commercials. So, what in the fuck is going on here? I mean, it looked like total and utter shit, too. And then the way they have Mr. Green with Ken Jeong playing him, just imagine everything you hate about Ken Jeong. They've not only found a way to match his annoying-ass voice to this character, but they managed to find a way to animate him in a way to where he's all over the fucking place. I kid you fucking not, people. His ligaments are constantly moving and swelling. He can slide around and stuff like that. When he is just on fucking screen, he is on fucking screen. You're just like, jeez. And I don't mean that in a good way, neither. I mean, he is on fucking screen to the point where he's just like, somebody get this goddamn person off the fucking screen right now before I shoot him. I don't wish death upon people, but I kind of wish death upon this whole... I was about to say franchise, but this whole production team, I mean, I kind of do. Another thing about the animation, too, is it almost looked like they just forgot those extra shades of rendering. Because you can tell when they just didn't give a fuck in certain forms of the anime. Matter of fact, the animation didn't match with a lot of the characters. There was constantly people I was looking at in this film. I'm talking about human beings. I didn't even get them a fucking polar bear. The polar bears look like shit itself. Look like somebody just took some super glue and fucking shaved their cat and put the fur on them or something like that. But the rendering on this, as far as when it came to the human beings and shit, man, they didn't even have the same animation style. It's almost like I was watching two different forms of animation studios come together in one and just said, fuck it. Lionsgate, don't ever do animation again. Just don't. Fucking don't. I'm sorry, but at this point, if you're not Disney or DreamWorks, And even DreamWorks is, your films kind of look alike all together. But if you ain't Disney or DreamWorks, don't even fucking try out animation. Don't even fucking try, because it looks like complete shit. I was just looking at this the whole time and said, this feels like it should be on, like, we interrupt your Saturday morning cartoon specials and decide to show you just a preview of Norm of the North. But then they realized that shit wasn't going to draw any ratings in, so they decide to stick that shit on a channel that nobody gives a fuck anymore. It's called Nick Jr. The voice acting, Rob Schneider, I'll give him credit on that. His voice acting was fine. I mean, it wasn't nothing to it. I think I got more sick of his fucking movement and all this nigga jive shucking shit that he was doing in the fucking film and stuff like that. That shit was getting on my nerves. The plot is a complete fucking mess. I mean, it is a fucking complete mess. I mean, when we get to, like, movies that look like a mess, you know, I put Django pretty fucking high up there. That movie is just all over the fucking place, but Jesus Christ, man. I don't think I've ever seen such a simplistic animated film that for this short, too. I'm looking at it right now. An hour and 26 minutes, which did not feel like that. That shit felt like it just kept going on and on and on and on. Not to mention there's another fucking plot when the daughter, out of fucking nowhere, she just realizes, you're a real polar bear, and I know what you're trying to do, so I'm going to help you try and stop him. It's just like, where the fuck did that come from? And another thing that pissed me off too, everybody just seemed to know what was going on. You know, you get to the part, pretty much to the end of the film, where Norm saves his grandfather, and there's a big storm, and it looked like, you know, obviously one of them is gonna die. I love it because Norm, it looked like he's gonna die probably or whatever, but then he just has a dream or a flashback or something like that. Then his eyes just wake up. Like I was watching fucking Creed again when Creed had them flashbacks. He just shot up and shit like that. I saw this polar bear do the same goddamn thing. And I was about to say it's the same studio. No, it's not the same studio. But then, you know, grandfather doesn't show up. And, oh, by the way, they got these little, I don't know what these little fucking furball are. Matter of fact, damn, it's like the chipmunks. Shit. God damn, you got three lemurs or whatever the fuck you call these things that, little nutballs or whatever is what I call them, and they're in the film, and they can't talk. They're damn near like the Minions and anything, which is funny because there's three of them, so it's like Alvin and the Chipmunks again, and they all somehow swim, or they got unconscious, but they somehow make it back to the Arctic, and they wake up, and then next you know it, Norm's whole fucking family is there, which what a big-ass coincidence that is. Big-ass coincidence that, first of all, they're in the middle of the ocean somewhere, and then all of a sudden, they somehow manage to just swim back home. Get washed up back home. I was just like, what are the fucking odds of that? I mean, what are the fucking odds of that? But they wake up, and he tells them where his grandfather at. And then they don't ask anything of the plot or the story or anything like that. Or just like, grandfather, what are you talking about? They already know. They say, we didn't see him and we looked all over the place. I'm like, how the fuck did you even know he was with them? Like, at this point in the movie, I shouldn't have gave a fuck anymore. But I was already pissed off and getting angry and more angry and just rolling my eyes every fucking scene and stuff like that. So by this point, my anger clouded my judgment to block the logic of this stupidity here. And anger just took over and just saw that come up. And I just looked at him and was just like, man, y'all just don't give a fuck no more, do y'all? I mean, y'all didn't give a fuck from the beginning, but you just really don't give a fuck to the point where you just pulling story elements out of here. You don't know nothing about what's been happening with Norm in New York or anything like that. And then all of a sudden, we didn't see him wash up. He didn't make it. But you know what? Oh, you know, even though we gave you shit before you left, we now believe in you, son, and it's time to make you king, and blah, blah, blah. Just like, oh, fuck off, please. Oh, eat a giant dick. And then the movie just won't end after that. You know, the grandfather, obviously, he comes back when they're crowning Norm. And mind you, nobody looked like they gave a shit when he came back, too. And I'm just like, y'all sure y'all didn't stick him in Mr. Green's trap cage? Because everybody just like, they did some Lion King shit where they just bowed down to him, whatever. And I was just like, wow, y'all, they're just blatant stealing shit now. And then the movie just doesn't fucking end when he gets nominated as king. It just keeps going. And it's just constantly. And then it goes back to New York where we're looking at this little girl. And oh, I didn't even fucking forget. I forgot the other plot. There's Gabriel Iglesias. He plays like some other corporate typhoon where he invests in Mr. Green's condos and stuff like that. So and then Norm talks to him to get out of this investment, and then this Gabriel Iglesias character, he just fucking blasts Mr. Green's character on in the whole wide world, where people just look at him and is like, oh wow, he's in cahoots with a politician here to trick people into buying condos and stuff like that. So the town of New York's hates him and shit like that. I mean, I'm just rubbing my fucking head right now. This is a scatter fucking me right now. I mean, it's, and I don't mean scatter fuck the movie. I mean, it's scatter fucking me right now. How many fucking plots this movie got? I mean, damn, this movie got more plot than a Tarantino film. And to get back on track here, you know, it ends, you know, you got the little girl and they looking up in the sky, and which, by the way, little girl says, "I told you I can get into this school without Mr. Green's letter of recommendation, Mom. I can get on it on my own." I was just looking at her like, "How the fuck did you?" Okay. This is one of those endings where everything just ends up happily ever after and shit like that. But you literally set up at the beginning of this film, you needed a letter of recommendation from a former student, from a former student of the damn school, no matter how smart your kid may be, they need this letter of recommendation. How the fuck did she get into this school now all of a sudden? And then she looks up into the stars and sky. She says, "Look at that, Mommy. Doesn't that look like Norm? Look at the..." And I was just looking at that. I was just like, it looked like some random ass stars. It looked like nothing like a fucking bear. Oh my God. Oh, this shit was blowing my fucking mind. And then she tells him, "By this point, Norm probably has a family of his own." I was like, "You gotta be shitting me." And then sure enough, they go back to Arctic. Oh, I sure hope I don't know, Fonimon, or whatever the fuck this kid's name and the mother's name was. I hope they're doing okay without me there, whatever. It's just like everybody was doing okay without you there, man. You're a fuck up. Shit, nobody likes you. I don't even like you. I want to put a bullet in your ass. And he looks at the stars and he's just like, "Oh wow, that looks like me." I was like, that looks nothing like a fucking polar bear. It's just five fucking stars. How the fuck do you make a polar bear out of five stars? I see literally a star there, a star there, a star in the back, a star on the top, and then a star in the fucking front. It's like, oh, God. Damn, y'all fucking stretching with this movie. I never thought I'd rather have AIDS than watch this fucking movie again. I would rather have any other fucking disease than have to watch this goddamn movie again. I mean, this movie was the epitome of a fuck you. I mean, first of all, not giving a shit. Plot being all over the damn place, which is funny because it's supposed to be a fucking kids film, and yet the plot, even though it's so simplistic, it's like seven different plots. Like, they're just adding layers upon layers. It's like literally every scene adds a new fucking plot to the film, and then it manages to find a way, not even to conclude itself at the end, but just by saying, "Oh, everything worked out fine," or whatever, just move on here. And then it ends with everyone fucking doing that Arctic shuffle again, and then the whole city breaking out. It's just like, yep, fuck this movie. Yep, fuck this movie. I can't stand animated films, which is not too many of them these days, because, you know, Disney damn sure doesn't do that shit. Neither does Pixar. DreamWorks doesn't do that. It's usually these little bullshit-ass studios that come out with these animated films, like such as Lionsgate. They come out and they gotta break out and song and dance and do some Hollywood, Bollywood shuffle and shit and stuff like that. And man, fuck this movie. Yeah, it's a fuck it. As a matter of fact, it's a pretty low fuck it. I despise every piece of this fucking movie. I really do hope that polar bears go extinct at this point. I hope global warming just wipes their asses completely out.
"I'm gonna be so rich when I sell off the Arctic. It's gonna be condos, shopping malls. That's my home. Vera, get my lawyer. We're gonna copyright that roar and make it into a ringtone.
Why be normal?
We gotta find a way to stop that guy.
Someone's coming. Act natural.
Not that natural.
When you could be Norm.
We need to convince people to help you. And I have an idea.
Back up, dancers. Let's show them who we really are.
Ladies and gentlemen, no! I'm not gone!
paid for it. Jeez, they don't call this place a concrete jungle for nothing.
Storm of the North.
Dinner is served. What? I'm Big Bones.